International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from cold Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world, from Europe, from South America, from Canada, from Africa, my goodness, and of course, all of my faithful listeners in the U.S. And if you are listening to this recording, guess what? It is a setup because the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can hear the solutions, so that you can gain revelation and insight, and so that your life can be transformed so that you can live a powerful, prosperous, and purposeful life. Well, how are you doing? Hope you're having a great week, or you had a great week. I got that out. Hope that you are just sitting back, relaxing. Maybe you're driving in your car. I know a lot of you listen to me on the train or on the bullet train. I know a lot of you listen to me on Monday mornings while you're going in, but you are in for a treat today. I'm going to be teaching on the power of your thought, attention, and your words to manifest your dreams. So I'm really excited about that. Let's see. I've had a great week. Yesterday, I spoke at Morehouse School of Medicine. And for those of you who know Morehouse College, which is a very prestigious African-American male college, actually Dr. Martin Luther King attended that college. So yesterday I spoke there at the School of Medicine to a group of wonderful women. It was a women's conference. It's all about me, and was just so grateful, received rave reviews, and people's lives were changed. And speaking of speaking, I would love to come to your city, come and work with you, partner with you, with your organization to help make your next event a phenomenal success. I mean, if you've been on my website, you see some of the companies where I've spoken, Delta Airlines, I spoke at the Olympics, with a group of supervisors who was working that at many universities, a lot of state governments in Michigan, in Tennessee, and here in Atlanta, and for small business groups. I love speaking to women business groups, Rotary Clubs, Chamber of Commerce. So if you're on a committee, tell them about me and let's talk about it, okay? Of course, you can email me at Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And while you are there, take a look at some of my products. Coaching, would love to coaching with you. You guys have already heard all of the phenomenal things that are going on with my clients. I mean, every day I get emails and, Constance, this is what happened and that's what happened. And it's so exciting for me to see people live their dreams. I'm just so excited that I'm just a partner with them. And of course, God is in the middle making things happen. And my, affirmational products. I have my I Am affirmation. I have my attracting love affirmation, my self-love, because you can't attract true love, right, if you don't love yourself. So that's really key. I have my manifesting and attracting genuine love ebook and my Secrets of Success ebook. Okay, so got all of those great tools for you. Would love for you to go to the website and check those out. Fulfill fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, we are going to go to a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to come back and teach you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and as most of you know, I was a professor for some years, so I have that good old teaching spirit down on the inside of me today. So many people have been asking, Constance, when are you going to teach again? And normally, I teach about once a month, and I think that the last time I taught was at the beginning of the year. And can you believe that today is February the 1st? My goodness, and I'm teaching this because in the last 30 days, the question that I am asking you is, what have you done? How have you moved forward? How has your thinking change? Have you had manifestations? Because God is a God of the now. And I just believe that things don't have to drag along and just wait forever. And I think it's because there are things that we don't know that happens. And I'm going to be teaching you today. You ready? So the show is going to be in two parts, actually. I'm going to teach first, and then I'm going to give you maybe 20-minute examples of what to do. I just like it when people tell you what it is, why it is, and then how to do it. So we're talking about the power of thought, attention, and your words. And you know, every Sunday, you know what I'm going to say, right? Success is an inside job. Success in any area is an inside job. If you want success in your health, that's inside first. I was telling the client, you know, going chopping up all the food, going to the grocery store, all of that is really great. But if you haven't changed your inside, that's self-sabotaging behavior. And you have two programs running in your life all of the time. One is the conscious and the other is your subconscious. The subconscious is so powerful and it operates 24/7 and operates at 4 billion actions per second. I mean, I cannot even comprehend that, and it is wildly organized. And so it's very, very powerful. So the subconscious learns through habits. It that's how it receives its information. That's why if you want to change this subconscious, you have to repeatedly deposit in the subconscious what you desire. And we know that the subconscious is in the now or present. That's why when you do your affirmations, you always say, I am, or I have, etc. Let's see. Now, it's your conscious mind that moves forward. Your conscious mind says, I want to lose weight. I want more money. So consciously you desire that. But unless that program has been programmed, or that habit or that way of thinking has been deposited in your subconscious, even though consciously you have desires and you want to shift and change, it's the subconscious that can be changed. You know, I believe that you can have heaven on earth by reprogramming your subconscious. And we know that your subconscious learns by emotion and imagination. Let's just say someone who has had something negative happen to them. It is emotional, it is negative, and they just roll it around in their mind over and over again. They talk about it, they share it, their friends, etc. So as I said earlier, the conscious mind, it loves to change. It learns. It goes to the workshop. It reads the books. It goes to the seminars, and it's exciting. But unless you reprogram that subconscious, you have to own how it works. And so that's why I'm taking this time to share this, because the subconscious is 95 to 99%. Sub, that's what it means, below, like the submarine. And so if you aren't shifting and changing that, even though consciously you just left the most powerful seminar and you're so excited and you got all of the books, unless you repeat that information again and again and again, that subconscious stays the same. And also, let's see, oh yeah, you need to be in the theta state. That's why just before you go to bed with headphones on, you know, listening to binaural beats, that's when your subconscious, just before it goes into that deep sleep, is most open. Now, you can do it during the day, but you certainly need to be in a relaxed state. So everything that I am sharing with you is just so that you can understand what we're going to be talking about how we can use the power of thought, attention, and your words to really shift and change things. So your life is really a printout of your subconscious programming. Oh my goodness, that's very, very powerful. So God gave us the conscious and the subconscious because he wanted us to change. You know, the Bible says, be ye transformed, and transformation is what we're looking for by the renewing of your mind. That's why when I am reading my Bible or my scriptures or truth, I will read, then I'll write out what I read, and then I will study it. So I read, write out what I read, and then I study it. Everybody is made differently, okay? So listen to me very carefully. Every probable outcome exists at this moment in your life. So what does that mean? Whatever you want is already there. So what you put your attention on and what you believe determines what will manifest. When you decide what you will trust and focus in on, everything else collapses. And only probabilities that remain is the one that you have chosen. Isn't that exciting? So that means at this very moment, wealth exists, love, health, your ideal weight, your new career. But you decide by what you put your attention on, what you trust, what you focus in on. And when you focus in on what you want, I don't like the word want. I desire to be my ideal weight. I am my ideal weight. So you focus in on that. You decide that. You repeatedly drop it in your subconscious, change that programming, and guess what? That will exist in your life. You are a powerful human being. You are not a victim. Okay, probabilities have not yet happened. So what you observe collapses into an actuality. Whoa, that is so powerful. So once again, if you desire more wealth, it already exists. But I guess my question for you is, what has your thought, attention, and your words been, and your feelings been around money? And that's not an easy one, because when you don't have money, it's so easy to look at, oh my God, I don't have money for my car note. I don't have money for my bills. I get a lot of people write me, and they say, I'm going to coach with you when I get the money. And I normally say back to them, if I could just help you with one thing, if you would begin to say that I have the money now for coaching and anything else that I need, money will come to you. So all probabilities are waiting to collapse, and it is your belief and your thought and your feelings that bring it into reality. Nothing will happen until you collapse probability. You can pray about it, talk about it, cry about it, wish about it. So it's only when you begin to observe, look at, believe that what that probability is brought into your reality. Okay. You determine what happens. You know, Proverbs 4 says, my son or my daughter, attend to my words. You know, that's so interesting. And even in the Old Testament with Joshua, God said, if you want to make your way prosperous, meditate in the word day and night. And it talks about, you know, if you want to make your way prosperous, that you meditate in the word day and night, and then you will observe, and then you will make your way prosperous. So a lot of you have been praying, but you haven't been observing. You haven't been focusing. You haven't been putting your attention, your words, your thinking only on what you want. And that's what the law of attraction is. Put your attention, whatever your dominant thought is, your attention, your feelings, and your focus. Eventually and inevitably, that will come into your life. All right, this is so good. So we're talking about the power of thought, attention, and your words. And you know that your words create your world. You've heard me say this before. And I believe that you must not only hear the truth, but you must actualize it. What do I mean by that? That when you listen to this recording, if you just listen one time and not again, you'll forget it within 48 hours. But if you listen to it over and over and over again, I had one of my clients said, Constance, I listened to one of your recordings 5 times. I said, good, you needed to, you know, and so do I. So you create your reality where you direct your attention and focus. And we know that your brain follows where your mind, your focus, and attention goes. And you know, we can measure thought. They can measure toxic thought in the brain. Really a healthy thought grows like a tree, like a healthy tree. They can take a picture of it. But when you think toxic thoughts, which the brain was never designed to have it, so it almost has to recreate another program, those trees are brown in your brain. And when I say trees, it sort of looks like trees. And so if you're thinking healthy thoughts, I'm happy, I'm abundant, great things are going to happen for me today, I'm grateful for what I have, God loves me, I'm a giver, versus, oh my God, look at this economy, if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, just that second trend of thought and thought really produces what those brown negative trees. So your brain follows where your mind, focus, and attention goes. Every thought you think, every word you say impacts your body. And I believe that you can heal your body with your words and your attention. I mean, I've just heard people say just some very negative things about your body. And you should really, right now, hug your body. Come on, hug your body. If you're in the car, wait till you get to your office. Hug your body. Love your body. And thank your body for serving you graciously all of these years. Even when you might not have taken great care of that body, it did serve you. Okay, thoughts and words are energy. They're alive and they can be measured. We've already talked about that, and we know the power of thought, because I shared with you guys Dr. Emoto's research demonstration, where when you speak to water, it changed the water color. When you said something negative, it was really yucky and murky. But when you spoke, oh, you're beautiful water, you're great, it put little beautiful crystals in there. So your words and your thoughts, when you're changing your subconscious mind, are really powerful. So think about, as we go through the program, what have your words and thoughts been about your life and about the new changes that you want to see happen in 2015? I remember, and I've shared this before, at the age of 21, and I'm a baby boomer now, I said, and it was pure vanity, but I said it and I believed it. I said, when I get 50, I'm going to be 50 and fine. I mean, I just said that. I mean, I must have said that for 20 years. I said, I'm going to have a great body. And my body heard that and it believed that. And so that's why I'm saying you really need to begin to shift and change. And we know the Bible says, as a man thinketh, whatever you think, so is he or she. And your thoughts are the doorkeeper of your heart, your thoughts and your words. And we know that thoughts literally become things. And if you look around your life, I believe that your life is a summary of what you believed, what you focused in on, and what you thought. Have you ever met somebody and you said, how you doing? Oh, I just came from the doctor, especially baby boomers. You know, they want to give you a list of their meds, and I'm taking this and I'm taking that, and you know, now my back and now my toe. And even if those things are happening, the worst that you should be saying might be, you know, I believe I'm getting better and better. You know, I'm becoming stronger. I'm changing some things. Okay. Because we know that the more you focus in on something, the more like things will come into your life. So if you focus in on health, you'll start reading magazines on health, you'll start going to the gym, you'll meet somebody that's very healthy that'll tell you about a green shake, etc. So really, the things in your life are a reflection of your thinking and beliefs. Just stop and meditate on that. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you with that. Because you want the things in your life to be wonderful and exciting and powerful. I knew someone who really wanted a relationship, but every Friday night she would say, I'm just by myself and I'm alone and it's so hard to find a man. And every time I go on a dating website, she was just whining. So she was focusing in on what she didn't have. She was feeling it. And I'm going to talk about feelings in a minute. She was saying it and she was thinking it. And then she would say, I just wonder why God hadn't sent me anybody. And I said, honey, God has nothing to do with that. It's your own thinking, your own attention, and your own words. Can everybody see that? And your own feelings. So paying attention, thinking, and choosing. This is how you change your life. You make a decision. I'm going to pay attention to what I'm thinking about money. I'm going to choose what I'm going to think about money. And that's how you change your life. So thinking impacts the quantum world. And we already know that in that quantum world, that time does not exist. And as I said earlier, the subconscious only knows now. That's why the subconscious is I am. And see, God, when Moses went to the children of Israel, he said, who should you say sent me? And God said, tell them I am that I am. And I think that meant I am whatever I need to be. And that's why when you say I am affirmations, every time you say I am, whatever you say after that, you create that. I am abundant when now, because that quantum world only knows now. So you're really living in the eternal now. God lives in the now. That's why the Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you're doing affirmations or thinking, I am so happy and grateful now, that I'm feeling better and better every day. I am so happy and grateful now that money is coming to me from unexpected places. So that's how you begin to shift and change your subconscious. I was telling someone that I believe that for me, one of the top five verses in the Bible that works for me is, be ye transformed, which is on the inside. We're not talking about behavior modification, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed with your eating habits. How? By the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed from poverty. How? By the renewing of your mind. So really, I take scriptures and I actualize them in my life. What do I mean by that? Let's just say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I'll just think on that. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that mean? What does a shepherd do? A shepherd takes care of sheep. He feeds them. He leads them. He says, don't go this way. He lets them rest. He takes them in the cold at night. So I shall not want. What does that mean? I shall not want for health. I shall not want for love. I shall not want for any area of my life. God said he shall perfect or complete those things that concern me. So can you see how I just reprogrammed my thinking with that one scripture? So you actualize it. You're not just reading it. Oh, my goal is to read a chapter a day in the Bible, but not just read it. Have you ever read something and then after you finish reading, you're like, I don't remember a thing that I read? So it's really to read that one chapter. That's just my goal. And then to study it. And for me, the way I study is I write down the key points that really resonate with me for that day. And then I'll write it down and then I'll study it and then I'll come back to it again and again. So can you see how we are so powerful? You are not a victim. You can moment by moment begin to shift and change your life by where you put your attention, your words, your thoughts, and your feelings. So let's talk about those wonderful feelings for a minute. All right, feelings are emotions. Your feelings always precede thought and action. And thoughts never come first. You feel it and then you say it. You may not know that, but that's the way it works. And so remember, your subconscious is most impacted by what you feel. And that's why when you're visualizing, if you can begin to feel abundant, if you can begin to feel wealthy, if you can begin to feel happy, if you can begin to feel loved, that subconscious is just so moved by that. An opposite example of that is someone who might be angry that their husband left them. So when you meet them, they're talking about it and you feel it. And when you hear them share about it, it's almost like it happened yesterday. And you might ask them, well, how long has this been? And they will say, oh, honey, it's been 5 years. But the feeling of that is so imprinted on their subconscious mind. So it's not just going to be our thinking or our words, but it's going to be feeling. And you've heard me talk about the law of assumption, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, because the law of assumption is about feeling. So what is feelings? Feeling is like a long-term abiding and constant energy from your heart, if you get me. And a great example of that would be the lady that I just talked about. Another great example of that would be, I met a lady who had lost 100 pounds and I saw her and I said, wow, you look so great. And she said, and I felt the feeling or the energy. She said, wow, I'm so excited. And now I have really enrolled in a bodybuilding process and I'm 50 years old and I'm running 5 miles 3 times a week. And she was so excited. And I felt the energy. But this is what she said. She said, I saw myself and I felt myself at this weight before I actually manifested. Before I actually manifested this phenomenal body, I saw that. And, you know, I can really relate to that, because even this morning before I recorded this show, I was lying in the bed and I was seeing my body a certain way. I was seeing me looking a certain way, thinking I have this now. I have my lean, mean, like they say, body machine. I saw myself just drinking my wonderful green drinks. And so, you know, you feel it. You just don't say it. you have to feel it. And I really want to get that across. I think that it was even Jack Canfield who said that it's a lot more, the secret was a lot more than just visualizing, but visualization is feeling. And why are we talking about this? Because your subconscious really is moved by when you what? When you really, 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 really feel it. All righty, this is so good. So feelings is a long-term, abiding, and constant energy from your heart. So wherever the feeling is, it will always produce words, thoughts, and action. So that's why it's so important that you say, I'm so happy and excited now that I have my new career and I work from home and I can Skype my clients and I can pick up my children from childcare. So can you see the difference? You know, that is a feeling. And then the law of assumption, you've heard me talk about that. The law of assumption is assuming the feeling that you already have what you desire, and you are operating and living from that place. So you've heard me say this, really living your life from the end. A great example of that would be, I'll use money again because that's what people write into me about, would be assuming the feeling, what would you feel like if you had all the money that you desired? What would that look like, etc.? So get in that feeling place. And one way to really do that is to choose one ideal scene. I think it's too much for the subconscious for people just to say, I'm wealthy. But let's choose one ideal scene where we can really feel it. And a great example of that would be going to Disney World with your children. Can you feel that? Can you feel you and your husband getting on the plane and the kids are so excited and you're staying at a 5-star hotel in Disney World and you have all of the extra money that you need, you know, they're spending money and you bought the children just new outfits and they're so excited and they're telling their friends about it and you've already got somebody to keep your dog while you're there for 5 weeks and then one afternoon you and your husband are going to go and have a spa treatment while the children, somebody keeps the children in a playful, safe place. Can you see that? So that's an example of the law of assumption, assuming the feeling and the fact that it's already done. So if your words and your thoughts and your attention are on, it's going to happen. That's not reprogramming the subconscious mind. Why? Because remember, your subconscious mind only what? Responds to now. So I'm going to give some examples of how you can take some affirmations and really begin to reprogram your now. So I've taken the first 30 minutes to kind of share with you. And so I just want to reiterate again that you can really create days of heaven on earth. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about days of heaven on earth and that God has already preordained paths for us to walk in. And I believe that those paths are paths of abundance and prosperity. But I believe that you have to align yourself with what's already on the inside of you. You have to activate it. You have to bring it from the inside out. You have to bring it from a probability to a reality by where you put your attention, by where you focus, etc. And one way to reprogram your subconscious is by repetition, because we know that's where your habits are housed. And so instead of the subconscious always coming up with the negative habit, we wanted to come up with something that we put in there. Okay, so I'm going to give you some affirmations. These are just examples. You can get your own. I believe that you have to have affirmations of, you know, that resonate with you. All righty, I'm going to take me a sip of water before I begin. Everybody take a deep breath while I do this. Okay. This is one. You ready? So we're saying this, we're thinking this. You're not just going to do this one time. You're going to do this every single day so that over 21 days, after 21 days, it is a habit and your mind automatically defaults to it. And remember, these are just examples. All right. I declare that I am grateful for who God is in my life and for what He's doing and what He's done. I will not take for granted the people, the opportunities, and the favor He has blessed me with. I will look at what is right and not what is wrong. I will thank Him for what I have and not complain about what I don't have. I will see each day as a gift from God. My heart will overflow with praise and gratitude for all of His goodness. This is my declaration. By the way, I got this from Joel Osteen. So let's just milk this a little bit. I am grateful for God who's in my life. You feel that. And for everything that God has done. Just start thinking about all of the great things that God has done. And for the great opportunities. Get excited about that. And the favor that He has blessed with. And here we go with attention again. I will look at what is right in my life. So you can begin to look at what is right. And that my heart will overflow with praise and gratitude for His goodness. Now, what would happen to your life if you just begin to decree and declare that? Put your attention on that. Focus in on that. Say that and feel that. Okay, another one. I give thanks. You notice this is in the in the present tense. I give thanks that I am the ever renewing, the ever unfolding expression of infinite life, health, and energy. Let me say that again. I give thanks that I am the ever renewing, the ever unfolding expression of infinite life, health, and energy. Wow, I felt that. Isn't that wonderful? Another one, I give thanks that for ever increasing health, youth, and beauty. I am the radiant child of God. My mind, body, and affairs now express His radiant perfection. I've got to read that again. That is so good. I give thanks for ever increasing. That means it's getting becoming more and more. Ever increasing health, youth, and beauty. We don't have to get Botox. I don't have anything against Botox. I am the radiant child of God. My mind, my body, and my affairs. Now, we in that present tense, express His radiant perfection. Wow, isn't that something? Another one. We're talking about impact and reprogramming that subconscious mind. What could happen in your life in 21 days if every day you had, I don't know, 20 different affirmations? I had one lady, she stayed with one for 21 days, and then she went to another one, and her life is just so different. Another one is, I declare that I am blessed with God's supernatural wisdom and I have clear direction for my life. Isn't that good? I declare that I am blessed with God's supernatural wisdom and I have clear direction for my life. I am grateful for my healthy body and I bless every part of my body now. So we're not complaining about our big butt or our big legs or our big thighs, but we are what? Excited because we have a healthy body. Every cell in my body is healthy and radiates health. Say that. Feel that. Know that. I am pain-free in every respect, and my body is full of energy. So we're talking about how we can use our attention. You know, we can use our thinking. You know, we can use our feelings to really change our lives. Another one, I declare that I have a sound mind filled with good thoughts and faith. By faith, I am able to accomplish all of my goals. I am empowered. My thoughts are guided by God's words every day. This is my declaration. Wow. You know, I'm just getting excited just reading these. These are just some of my affirmations. I declare that I'm blessed with a great family, with good friends, with good health, and with faith, favor, and fulfillment. I declare that I am blessed with a great family, those of you who are single, with good friends, those of you who don't have any friends, with good health, and with faith, favor, and fulfillment. What would happen in your life if you would say, put your attention on, feel, know, and visualize just this one? Okay, another one. I declare that I am blessed with success, with supernatural strength, with promotion, and with divine protection. I love that one. I love really a supernatural strength and supernatural success, because I believe that God really accelerates things in our life really, really quickly. I'm going to go with another one. Okay, I give thanks. You notice they're giving thanks when right now. I give thanks that I am now rich, not going to be, that I am now rich, well and happy, and that my financial affairs are in divine order. Every day, in every way, I am growing richer and richer. I love that affirmation. So we're not only affirming. So every time we say that, every time we see that, every time we feel that, wow, let me read that again. I give thanks. So you see what you're doing? You're giving thanks to God in the nowness of your life, changing that subconscious. I give thanks that I am now rich, well and happy, and that my financial affairs are in divine order. Every day, in every way, I'm growing richer and richer. A great example of that would be, I was coaching a guy many, many years ago, and he was just in the throes of financial devastation, and I told him to start saying this affirmation. He said, "Constance, that's crazy. How can I say that when I don't have any money? I'm losing my family. I'm losing my business." I said, speak truth. And of course, the first couple of days, he didn't believe it. But the more he said it, the more he felt it, the more he declared it, the more he visualized it. I mean, this man has been restored. I mean, it has been just amazing. Why? Because he reprogrammed his subconscious mind, and because consciously in his own thinking, there was no way that he could believe it, but subconsciously, that subconscious was being reprogrammed, and the subconscious believes what you're saying and feeling and putting your attention on is true. Another one is money, 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 manifest thyself here and now in rich abundance. Money, 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 manifest thyself here and now in rich abundance. And one thing that I say every day, money comes to me now. That's a very simple one. Money, I'm talking to you, come to me now from the north, west, east, and south. But of course, I send my angels out, because I know angels are special agents that have been assigned to all of us. You know, I'm going to do a teaching on angels. That just hit me. And so I say, money comes to me now. Angels, go north, west, east, and south and bring money, abundance, and prosperity to me now. And God, I thank you for it. So I say that every day. I feel that. So my subconscious already understands that. Why? Because repetition is the key. Repetition and feeling is the key to really reprogram the subconscious. So every single day, you need to make a decision that you're going to take the time to really change that subconscious, because whatever it hears over and over again, it becomes a habit and it defaults for that. Okay. Another one. I declare God's supernatural favor over my life. What I could not make happen on my own, God will make happen for me. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restoration, and breakthroughs are mine now. I'm getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. This is my declaration. Wow. Can you feel that? I want to take a little silence here so that you can really, really feel the power of words. And you know, I just believe that it doesn't take a lot of words. I know, like I said, one person just used, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want." But of course, you know, the more words you use, the more you want to use. Alrighty, another one is, I love myself in totality and I radiate energy. You know, that's just another powerful one. And loving yourself. I love Louise Hay's simple one. I love myself just the way I am. And I say, I love and adore myself just the way I am. I know so many women who are trying to look a certain way for a significant other. And you know, I say you should look that way for yourself. You should love and accept yourself just the way you are, that who you are is enough. Okay. Every organ in my body is healthy and functions at its optimum level. Isn't that wonderful? The healing power of God is permeating every cell of my body when. So the healing power of God is permeating every cell of my body now. Think on that. Feel that. Know that. My body metabolism is at its optimum and provides me with all of the energy that I need. So we're saying that instead of saying, "Oh, girl, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just tired today. I don't have any energy." No, 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 no. We're staying away from that. I am healed. I am whole. I am energetic. So whatever works for you, you know, I always say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm already healed and I'm whole. Every part of my body operates at the level that the Creator, the God of the universe, intended for it to operate. All right. And another one that I say is, I declare that I am blessed with creativity and that today God is downloading wisdom, knowledge, and revelation for me and for me to add values to others. And so you're saying that, you're feeling that, you're knowing that. So whatever affirmations, you know, you want to use, then you will use that. Okay, another one that I say is, I declare that I would ask God for big things in my life, that I would pray bold prayers and expect big things. Today I expect big things and believe big, and that God would bring to pass those hidden dreams that are deep in my heart. So today, right now, I'm expecting for God to show himself strong, knowing that nothing is too difficult for him. So you say that, you see that, you feel that. So does everybody see that? So, you know, I think it was last week, my tip for the week was that you were to take 7 minutes a day and just begin to do this. 7 minutes every day. But it's worth more than 7 minutes, because when you really understand the power, if you can really understand what can happen, if you really understand how you can create days of heaven on earth. Now, you can't be lazy. You cannot be lazy. And I often say this, and you guys know I'm going to say this. If you can spend on Thursday night just looking at 2 and 3 and 4 hours of TV, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then when you finish looking at that, how much value is added to you? And I'm for entertainment. I'm for all of that. You know, the Super Bowl football game, for those of you who are international, it's like the soccer thing that you guys have. And so I'm going to a Super Bowl party. I'm going to have a great time, but I'm just saying you have to invest in yourself, because you remember the subconscious is really reprogrammed by repetition. And even though in your conscious mind, you may say, I want this intention or I want that, it's your subconscious mind that needs to be reprogrammed. And as I said, as you do these affirmations, you're going to do it with emotion. And with imagination, you know, the prayer that the declaration that I just declared about asking God big, what would that look like? a bigger audience, a bigger clientele, a bigger money. I mean, you just go over in your mind. You take control of your thoughts instead of letting your thoughts, you know, take control of you, and you know, and just begin to be open. And the more you think positive and the more you say positive, you will really be able to pick up quicker. Not that you're judging anyone else who's really negative. And when you're around that negative stuff, you're just like, oh my God, I got to get away from that. That just does not define who I am right now. Another thing that you can say is, I declare that everything I put my hands to is going to prosper and succeed. I declare that I am blessed now. And as I said, you have to really decide what works for you. I declare, let's just say if you're having a difficult time with your eating, I declare that I am blessed with a strong will and with self-control and self-discipline. So you say that. People say, well, Constance, I don't believe that. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe, because if you speak in truth, eventually truth, you will begin to believe truth, and truth will what begin to manifest in your life. So I declare, or I say, I am blessed with a strong will and self-control and self-discipline. So we're talking about the power of you making a quality decision. This is what I'm going to put my attention on. This is what I'm going to put my feeling on. This is what I'm going to put my words on. And living your life from the end. Another one that I say is, God's face is smiling towards me, and he longs to be good to me. You know, and I just see God just wanting to bless me every day and love me, and I'm his daughter, and care for me and bring good to me. And in my mind, I just see all kind of good things coming down my street and coming down the side street to get to my house. You know, that's just my little fantasy imagination, but that's my way of really getting. God is smiling on me today. He's not upset with me. He's not mad at me. He loves me. He longs to be good to me. So does everybody see what I'm saying? So basically, what have I said today? This is a test. What I've said is that you need to really, on a daily basis, monitor what you're thinking, what your words are, and where your attention is. And that at this moment, at this very second, think about that, at this very second, that every probable outcome is in your life. But it's what you believe, it's what you put your attention on that brings it into actuality. And you know, the longer we hold our attention, let's just say we're using the affirmation on God is longing to bring good into my life. The longer that I say that intention, think that intention, speak that intention, feel that intention, eventually that intention will collapse and will actualize itself in my physical realm. Does everybody understand that? So really, all of the probabilities, they're just waiting around for you to look at them. They're just waiting around for you to feel them and for you to see them, etc. And so you choose. It's what you decide. You are not a victim. It's what you decide. It's what you determine you're going to think on, focus in on, etc. Because remember, as I said earlier, whatever is in your life is a reflection. This is not condemnation, but it's a great time for you to say, hallelujah, I see what I've been focusing in on, and I'm going to change that what today. So you are paying attention, you are thinking, and you are choosing. This is how you're going to change your life. You're going to pay attention, you're going to think, you're going to believe, and you're going to, and everything is going to be what? Now. Wow, that's very powerful. I mean, as I said, you have a chance to create heaven on earth by programming your subconscious mind. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. It's not your boss. It's not your children. It's not your education or lack of education. I often have baby boomers ask me, well, do you think I can attract love? What does age have to do with attracting love? Numbers. Age is just a number. It's what you've defined it to mean that that's what's happening to you. So you can, a baby boomer, you can begin to reprogram yourself around love. First of all, loving yourself, caring for yourself, etc. And then begin to put your attention on love is coming to me now. I have love now. A man would be blessed to have me in his life. A woman would be blessed to have someone. Someone is searching for me right now. Whatever I'm searching for is in me now, etc. And you begin to feel that. Remember, feelings is a long-term abiding and constant energy. You feel that. You know that. And you begin to thank God. God, I thank you for love coming into my life. And then once you begin to do that, you'll begin to know it and you'll begin to prepare for it. Maybe going by a hot black dress with some high heels or whatever you want to do, etc. And so what you're doing is you're telling your subconscious a different story. You're reprogramming your subconscious with a different story by placing your attention, by placing your thoughts, and by placing your feelings. You're deciding and trusting that this is my new story. I am no longer going to whine or complain. This is my new story. My new story is that I'm rich now. My new story is that I am wealthy now. My new story is that I am happy and fulfilled. So can everybody see that? Wow, this is so good. I'm going to listen to this myself. Well, one way to reprogram your mind is to go online and get my affirmation CDs. I have I Am, I have Attracting Love, I have Self-Love, I have Prosperity. You can download those and you can listen to those every night. Listen to them while you're in a relaxed state, etc. You can change your life. It is February the 1st, and before the end of February, if you're willing to do the work, to take the time to invest in yourself, you could have your heart's desires, because God does not live in time. God lives in the eternal now. You are the one who's really putting the boundaries of time in your life. Well, it takes time to meet someone. It takes time to get money. It takes time. That's your thinking. And so, like I said, go to my website and get those wonderful affirmations that I have for you. Boy, this has been exciting. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Man, you know I love you. You know God loves you. And always remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.